Hello, and welcome to Sunday Senior Spotlight, a program focusing on topics and issues of interest to seniors. I always tell you, get your pad and pencil ready, as we will be giving out contact numbers and addresses. I'm Wynn Mernon, your host, and today we will be talking about mental health recovery. And our two guests today are Tom Kane and Pat Clark, both of them leaders of support groups for Recovery, Inc. Welcome.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here.
We're very glad to have you. And we want to learn about Recovery, Inc. and, you know, what it does and what it doesn't do and so forth. So can you give us start us out with a little bit of background about Recovery, Inc.? And it's not INK. It's Recovery Incorporated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're the oldest self-help group for mental health. We're founded in the 30s, 1937, right about the same time as AA. A lot of people compare us to them, although we're not a 12-step group. We're founded by Dr. Abraham A. Lowe in Chicago, Illinois, and we've since spread all over the world. And we're in Canada and England and Israel, and we just started a group in India and started a group in Mexico. So it's a worldwide organization, headquarters in Chicago. A small staff of about five, and the rest of us are all volunteers.
Great.
And we have weekly meetings in various cities around the world. And there's three right here in San Antonio. And we try to help people. Actually, it's a self-help group. They could help themselves by coming to our meetings and going through a method that trains them how to calm themselves down when they're having nervous symptoms, pains, panics, depressions, all kind of things that really don't have a physical or organic cause, and your doctor or your friends or neighbors will say, "What's wrong with you? Snap out of it." Well, you can't snap out of it. You know, it hurts. It feels bad. You have all these feelings. They're real. And the thing is, they're not organic. They're being caused by tension, and there's a method to learn how to reduce that.
Yeah, get a life is not an answer.
No, well, yeah, it's not that easy. I mean, it takes discipline and practice and training, and there's a method.
Yeah. Pat, can you tell us about, you know, Dr. Lowe and the method, you know, the book and so forth?
Well, Dr. Lowe was a man ahead of his time. He, in the 1930s, he was working with mental patients, and he noticed that they kept going in and out of the mental hospitals. And so he thought, there's got to be something better to keep these people out and, you know, get themselves well so they won't have to be revisited back at the hospital. So he developed this method, and at first he ran the panels themselves with a group of patients. And then later he noticed that the patients could run the panels themselves. They were getting so good at it. And so this is how the group started. And so every member that runs a panel has been through the method and is actually a patient, has actually had problems in the mental health field.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the book? Tell us about the book. What is it? What's the book about?
Well, the book is actually, there's about five books we're allowed to use at meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people call us the people of the book because we follow the book. So, but that's not true. Actually, there's some members who never buy a book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of our leaders never bought a book until she was ready to be a leader. I remember that. She was adamant. She wasn't going to buy a book. She just learned the method. And there's plenty of members that don't have. But the book, we read the book for half an hour every meeting. And that's the first half hour because we're not the teachers. Dr. Lowe developed the method, and we're not supposed to be going off on our own and changing the method and fitting it to our emotions or our fantasies or our problems. We just follow the method, and it works. And so we read about the method and how he practiced it and how he applied it and how he explains it. And we read that for half an hour. That's the start of every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But the good part comes later. I mean, it's hard work reading because it's study and you work, and he expected us to work hard and think. But once you learn, once you get over that idea that this is going to be some hard work, it really works. It pays off. You start to learn a method that helps you feel better.
What? Give me an example of something that's in the method.
Well, for example, suppose I'm getting up in the morning and I particularly don't feel well, and my mind is making me very anxious and I don't want to go to work. Well, one of the comments from Dr. Lowe is to use your muscles. So you make yourself do it, you know, you move your muscles and that kind of retrains your thinking. So you're making yourself do it.
So how do you move your muscles?
You physically just move your muscles and make them go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what about some other kinds of methods?
You mean some other ones of the, the spotting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if you're feeling anxious or a little down, or suppose you're feeling like you're really responsible for something happening that you aren't, then one of the sayings is to drop the excessive sense of responsibility in the case. Like, for example, if you might have grown children and you're really feeling really responsible for them, well, they're outer environment and you cannot control them. So the only person who's suffering there is yourself. So Dr. Lowe would say for you to drop this excessive sense of responsibility toward the situation.
Well, for us American mothers, that's pretty hard.
And that's what we say about the method, that it sounds easy. We say it sounds simple, but it is, you know, not easy. It takes a lot of practice, yes. Mm-hmm.
There's some more techniques. I mean, there's so many. One saying that we have is distressing but not dangerous. In other words, you feel maybe a surge of energy up your back, or you feel your heart palpitating and your throat tightening. I mean, everyone has different symptoms. Maybe people feel pressure in the head. We don't say headache because mm-hmm. that's a diagnosis. We don't like
We don't diagnose.
We're not doctors. We just describe how we're feeling. So we use the word head pressure. We don't say depression either. That's a diagnosis. We say lowered feelings. So maybe we have these lowered feelings, or these, maybe you have tinglings. And the doctor has already examined you and said, look, there's nothing wrong with you. This is your nerves. Well, that's what recovery is for. We say the symptom is distressing but not dangerous. If you refuse to attach the thought of danger, then the tension will gradually go away. But if you attach the mm-hmm. thought of danger, of course you're going to mm-hmm. be stuck with that symptom. That symptom is going to get worse if you keep thinking, this is dangerous, mm-hmm. even though your doctor has told you not to worry about it. We practice, that's one of the methods, we just say that phrase, this is distressing but not dangerous. Feelings rise and fall and run their course if we don't attach danger.
So what you're talking about is self-control.
Yes, very much.
Taking control of your own self.
Yes. We say that every act of self-control gives you a feeling of self-respect. What you need most of all is to respect yourself. And that you do that by controlling yourself. But the funny thing is you can't control the feeling. The feeling is there. You have to let go of it. Let yourself feel it. And then if you don't attach danger to that feeling, pretty soon in a few seconds or minutes, you'll have another feeling, a different one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting, you know, approach to it. Now, does this take the place of seeing a professional?
No. We insist that you follow your professional's advice. Now, you don't have to see the professional. I mean, there's some members who don't see a professional, but many are referred by their professionals.
Is that right?
Professionals encourage them to go because the professional has limited time. He can't spend the time practicing with you like we do in recovery. So most professionals who know about us are very glad to have recovery. If your professional tells you not to come, well, we say, well, don't come then. We think the professional should be, if you've chosen him, then...
Or her, right.
You follow that person's advice. Same with medication. We don't discuss medication. We don't discuss religion. We don't discuss politics. We don't discuss sex. Those are items that would be discussed with the professional, and they're none of our business. So we talk about the trivialities of daily life, because really that's what gets you down. It's not the big stuff. It's the little irritations that just pile up, and you have all these symptoms, and you don't know what to do.
Well, as a matter of fact, you just brought to mind, we had gone to a family reunion, and I was talking to one of my nieces whose son, both sons had gotten married in the last year, and she was telling them, don't expect that first year to be, you know, a year-long honeymoon. She said, it's the little stuff that gets you,
yes.
you know. he does this, she does that, you know, and so forth. And that's what you're saying. It's the little stuff
that gets you. If you expect disappointments, you won't be disappointed.
Oh, right. If you're going to be miserable, you'll be miserable.
Yes, and don't be surprised. Mm-hmm. However, we say, you don't have a bad day. You have bad minutes.
Oh, I see.
In other words, let them pass.
Cut it
sure,
short.
You had a bad day. You had a bad minute. But just because you had a bad minute or a bad hour, that doesn't mean your whole day has to be ruined. If you let it rise and fall and run its course, you'll start to feel better.
Well, let's go back to the meeting. So you read from Dr. Lowe's book or books for 30 minutes. Then what happens next?
The second part of the meeting, the veteran members that are there give examples of how they've used Dr. Lowe's method during the week. So they'll cite a triviality and how it worked them up. And then they will comment on how they use the method. And after that, that person is quiet and everybody else is there, then will try to affirm that person through some of the comments that Dr. Lowe makes in his book. And after that is the third part of the meeting where we discuss the kinds of tempers that were involved in this situation that the person gave the example of. And the newcomers can ask questions at that point.
What do you mean when you say the kind of tempers?
Dr. Lowe says there are two kinds of temper. He cites angry temper and fearful temper. I would say that most of the people who come to recovery, 97-98% of them, suffer from fearful temper, anxiety, panic attacks, those kind of things.
And that's a temper that turns against yourself. Fearful temper is a temper that turns on you. So you hate yourself, you're mad at yourself, you're angry at yourself.
Okay. The second kind of temper, of course, is the one that we're familiar with, where you are angry with somebody outside of you. And we do have a few people who come in and use the method to learn to control their angry temper. And so we've seen this work very well also. So those are the two tempers.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Lowe says, temper is your worst enemy. And sense of humor is your best friend. Temper's judgments that you make about yourself, judgments that you make about other people, about your illness, about your external environment. Those tempers, those condemnations, those condemning judgments are your worst enemy. And we train ourselves methodically. And yes, it sounds easy, but it's not easy. It's simple. You follow this simple method. But you have to practice, and the group helps you practice. That's what you're doing in that hour when we're having a panel discussion. We're practicing. We're not doing therapy. A lot of people think, oh, this is therapy. It's not. We don't do therapy. This is practice. Sometimes we get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes the comments, we call them spottings or spotlightings, spottings for short. We spotlight this and spotlight that about what the person did. Sometimes we're right, sometimes, but that doesn't matter. We're practicing. The person got to practice. And that's what it takes. You don't pick this up in a hurry. It takes 6 months to get it down and probably a year or two to get good at it. So you need to come regularly for many meetings. And what we say is, if you're not sure if this is for you, we say come to 4 meetings. Give it a shot. Because some of these words that we say sound a little unfamiliar.
Well, yeah, you have a language that's significant to that and so forth, and use that language to mean different things.
Yeah, the recovery language is very important. We don't want to use those popular words that everybody uses that make them feel worse. In the popular culture, everyone uses words that are emotional and unscientific, but they work you up and they make you feel very bad. We instead replace them with calming words, with objective words. When we describe our symptoms, like I said, we don't say headache. We don't say I have a splitting headache. We call that sabotage. If you say I have a splitting headache, my head is splitting open. Well, it's not splitting open. It just hurts really bad. And that's what you say. You say my head hurts or I have head pressure.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this is not a place for somebody to come and unload about whatever their particular mental illness is.
Yeah, that really won't happen. I mean, we'll discuss it, but that's something you would do with your therapist. This is for people who have gone through whatever they need to do as far as bearing their soul and talking about their deeper problems with their therapist, or maybe they feel they don't need to do that, but whatever. We concentrate on the trivialities of daily life. Now, you'd be surprised how much comes up in the trivialities of daily life.
Oh, gosh,
there's
yeah.
a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling, a lot of symptoms come up. And we have plenty to do. We don't have to go back over your past life and analyze you and all that. That's the therapist thing.
Well, is this more akin to the, you know, the therapy of some psychotherapists who say, forget about the past, concentrate on the present and the future?
Well, funny thing, we don't want to get in trouble. One of our rules is we don't ever comment on therapists. Like you said, in other words, we don't ever criticize your choice of therapist. You pick the one that fits you. So we're not going to say, technically this fits in, they call it cognitive behavioral, mm-hmm. If you want to. For our method, it fits with the cognitive behavioral, but all the psychiatrists like to send us people because we do good. So we don't really call ourselves therapists anyway.
Are there some mental diseases that respond more readily to this approach?
Since we really don't know what people are suffering from when they come, I can't say, but we have people that have bipolar disorder, I'm sure. You know, we learned that they talk to us
as
afterwards.
As time goes by,
yeah.
You get
or,
more information.
Obsessive compulsive
panic, a lot of
people with
yeah.
panic attacks.
A lot of people who have rages just go off into rages.
Mm-hmm. And people with lowered feelings or depression.
A lot of people who just have internal symptoms that they don't understand, and their doctor tells them it's nerves, and they don't know what to do.
Well, nerves is a very broad category that covers everything.
Yes. Well, you have nerves all over.
Yes, indeed. So let us get back to Tom and Pat and tell us about, you know, if we're interested in coming to a meeting, what do we do? How do we go about it?
You could check our website. That's probably the easiest for everybody who hears this. It's www.recovery-inc.com, and that has all our meetings around the world and including San Antonio, Austin, Corpus, Houston, and Beaumont in South Texas, and there's some in Dallas and so on. As far as our local meetings,
Tuesday mornings at 10 o'clock, and the meetings each of these meetings lasts approximately 2 hours. And the one in the morning is at an Incarnate Word Retirement Center, and that's at 4707 Broadway. If you will call Tom, he will probably give you better directions, and you can reach him at 830-216-4264.
Is that a Metro number, or do you
it's
have to
a
dial?
Metro.
There's no dialing one.
Okay, that's a Metro number. And then we have a Wednesday night meeting, and I'm a leader on that meeting, and it's out at the Ecumenical Center in the Medical Center area, and it's at 8310 Ewing-Halsell Drive. So the evening meetings start at 7, and the morning meetings at 10 o'clock.
Can somebody come and just try it out? You know, just see if this does anything?
The meeting's open to the public. You mm-hmm. can come and sit in. The only thing we ask is not to take notes, because some of the people might get embarrassed. You know.
Oh, well, there's a confidentiality
right.
factor
but,
involved
but,
with this.
But, I mean, everyone can come. And we're talking about trivialities anyway, so we're not talking about anyone's deep secrets. We're talking about trivialities of daily life. But please come and check us out. And if you're seriously interested, you should come for 4 meetings because, like we said before, the vocabulary is different and it's a little unfamiliar at first. So give yourself a chance to see if you understand it properly before you decide if this is what you want to do.
Is there an age limit? Like, do you do adolescents?
18 years old. We wish we could help adolescents, but with the liability issues, we can't mess with that. So we just 18 and up, and about half of our people, I'd say, are seniors.
Is that right?
So, yeah, we have very good, and a couple of many of our leaders have been senior citizens.
About how many how many people attend a meeting typically?
Well, you know, the limit is 30, but I wish we had that problem.
Uh-huh.
Normally, we're happy if we get 5 people. Every now and then, we'll get 10. So they're pretty small meetings. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about, if you're agoraphobic, you won't find a crowd at our meetings. But we're working on it. We wish there were. If there's 30, we would split it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and which would make sense.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want, you know, a horde of thousands and something mm-hmm. like this. It's a very individual kind of thing. Is there any social aspect combined with this?
Well, during the fourth part of the meeting, we usually go to an area like a cafeteria or a kitchen, if the facility has one. And that's a time when people can talk one-on-one. You know, some people relate better to other people than they do to, you know, maybe to me. And so they can talk one-on-one about the method and maybe what's troubling them. And so during that time, we usually have drink and cookies or something.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a somewhat social aspect to the interaction is really what it is.
Actually, a lot of the recovery groups around the country, they have a lot of social interaction. I'm just not Mr. Party Organizer. I need somebody to help. So if you like to organize parties, we love them. we've had them in the past. And,
okay, our time is about up, so give us one telephone number that we can call.
If there's one, you call my Metro number. There's no charge from San Antonio. 830-216-4264.
Okay, we want to thank you both very much for giving your time and telling us about Recovery, Inc. and offering some hope to people.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
That's great.
Thank you very much.
This is Wynn Mernon, Sunday Senior Spotlight. Have a great week.